The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers. Activist Radio is on the air. You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal. Mark is training a new generation of leaders to take on the culture of death and win. All
right! If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
Yeah, that's right.
And now, here's Mark.
David Lee Roth there, screaming away. Just letting it sink in a little bit. All right, Genesis chapter 4, verse 10. That's right. It says, "The voice of your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground." There, see, you got to understand, folks, that the shedding of innocent blood, the blood that is shed cries out to God from the ground for justice. And we have had 41 years of unabated child killing in America. The sewers of our cities are running red with the blood of the innocent. And folks, it's on the hands of you and I. More so, in my opinion, than the culture at large. Those who claim the name of Jesus Christ, who follow him, who are disciples of Jesus, share disproportionately, I would say, in the responsibility for the continued killing of unborn babies. Now, that's something we got to grapple with as a church and as Christians individually. We're not going to get away with this for much longer. God's wrath is on the nation, and his wrath will be satisfied. And we see things unraveling right now at a pace that I've never seen in my entire life, where things are just at light speed to hell. And I ask you, what are you doing to slow down the march to hell in our nation? What are you doing? What are you doing to defend the weak? What are you doing to speak up for those who cannot speak up for themselves? If you're not doing anything, then you're going to have to answer for that when you meet Jesus in the judgment seat. So, folks, it's time to get active. There's not much time left. And, you know, look what's going on. We have, and you're going to think I'm crazy, but the only thing that explains what's happening with our foreign policy is we've got a Muslim in the White House. That's what's going on. That explains everything to me. Once you come to grips with that, you understand why President Obama does what he does. But I digress. What I really want to talk about in this first segment on the Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance, is a victory that we've had. And that is that the killing team, the father-son killing team of Mervyn and Milroy Samuel, who have been killing for 35 years, at least father, Mervyn, has been killing babies in this city for 35 years. They've quit. We've verified it. The announcement came not a while back, on August 29th. It's been a little bit. We haven't been able to report on it because we are attempting to verify the facts. Well, we verified the facts. The truth of the matter is they've quit. They're no longer killing babies. The killing team of Milroy and Mervyn Samuel have stopped committing abortions in the city. That's huge, folks. That's gigantic. What a victory for all of those people who stand outside these abortion centers and pray. What a victory for all those people who stand outside these abortion centers and counsel. Huge victory for those who helped to pass legislation to make it more difficult for these places to stay open. Gigantic a victory for folks like myself who have been trying to bring to light, to expose these killers among us in our communities over the last decade or so. With Milroy and Mervyn Samuel, we last, about a year and a half ago now, began to fly our neighborhoods around his abortions facility on Cleveland Avenue. Phase two of our project, Killers Among Us, we flyered the abortionist residential neighborhood. You might think, wow, that's pretty crazy. Well, maybe. But the scripture says that a man whose hands are laden or covered with the guilt of human blood, no one should support him. He should be a fugitive unto death. Abortionists lose the right or privilege to live a normal life, in my opinion. It'd be like a Nazi doctor. You would think that, listen, they shouldn't live a normal life. They shouldn't be permitted to. And if they were, that tells us there's something wrong with the culture that permits them and allows them to do this without any pressure on them. So we go to their neighborhoods. Phase three of the project was that we put pressure on the local hospitals that gave them what they call admitting privileges or transfer agreements, where they can transfer a patient to those facilities, or they can deliver babies if they're an OBGYN or this kind of thing. Well, I guess that it all worked because the National Abortion Rights Action League's Ohio office here basically gave us credit. And I want to read this this quote from NARAL Ohio, Kelly Copeland, who wrote about this right after they heard that Complete Health Care for Women on Cleveland Avenue, that is Milroy and Mervyn Samuels, at least it was an abortion center, has ceased from performing abortions. And she said this: for months, anti-choice extremists, I guess that's me, anti-choice extremists have targeted the doctors of Complete Health Care for Women because they provided their patients with abortion care in addition to their other obstetric and gynecological services. These doctors have been harassed at their practice. Leaflets calling them killers have been distributed in their neighborhood, and protesters have picketed a hospital where they have admitting privileges. I would not be surprised if this campaign of harassment played a role in their decision to stop providing abortion care to their patients. Now, they just wrote our next fundraising letter, by the way. I couldn't pay them enough to write that kind of statement, basically giving us credit for Milroy and Mervyn Samuel quitting doing abortions after 35 years. But let's be clear here. We're not harassing anybody. If you're killing babies, then and you're doing it and publicizing it in the yellow pages and your pictures everywhere, you should expect to have a little bit of pushback, I would hope. And if you aren't, then there's something wrong with the churches in this area. Leafletting is completely protected by the First Amendment. We're not out in front of his house harassing his children, those kinds of things. We're simply just spreading the information out there so people of good character and good conscience can make up their own mind. And picketing a hospital is completely protected and justifiable in this case. So the great news here, folks, and I want this to sink in. And if you're not a pro-life activist, you might not think this is a big deal, but it's a big deal. There are two fewer abortion providers in this city now because of the efforts of Created Equal primarily. Yours truly and our team of young people that have flyered and picketed and pressured these two individuals, they have quit. And you might ask, well, why? Well, I don't know for sure. They haven't come out with a statement. But they did give credit to some of this the other day when I was on the sidewalk. And they came up and said, listen, you guys don't need to be here anymore. We're not doing abortions. please leave. You know, we don't want people to think that we're still doing this. Now, Milroy and Mervyn Samuel, from what I understand, have not repented. They haven't necessarily come to Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. We're continuing to pray for that. In fact, I'm hoping to maybe get a meeting with them and discuss this with them. But the good news is that they have stopped the killing, and that's huge. That's gigantic. And so, folks, I want you to understand that every action that we take matters. And if you're listening to this program and you're thinking about what you can do to stop the killing, you need to give us a call at Created Equal. You need to go to createdequal.net and get our phone number and give us a call and tell us you want to be part of what we're doing. Because it's important for the Christian church to take a stand against the killing that takes place in their own neighborhoods. The scripture is very clear in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 11. It says this: rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter. If you say, but we never knew about this, does not he who weigh the heart perceive it? Does he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done? The Bible's clear that we need to be rescuing those being led away to death. Let me speak specifically to the pastors right now. I know what you're thinking, many of you, because I hear you every once in a while. And you're probably thinking, you know, this Mark Harrington guy, he's kind of a nut job. He's a little bit too far out there for me. A little dangerous, kind of scary. He worries me. I'd be concerned if he were to come into my church and speak. Well, you know, I don't know. I the fact of the matter is, I don't get invited to churches probably that for that very reason. But you know, I should. I don't get invited to churches to speak, but I should. We're leading the charge. We're training young people. We're giving them real ministry to go out into the public square, something they can sink their teeth into, something that'll change their life forever, and it's making a difference for eternity. We're saving children, and we're changing hearts and minds, and we're sharing the gospel all the way. And it's working. Evidence? Milroy and Mervyn Samuel. Those child killers are no longer killing babies. And our hopes is, if we keep praying, that they'll come to Jesus and renounce what they did in the past. So, pastors, I call on you as leaders. Get on board. Give me a call. I beg of you to give me a call. We need the church involved. We can't win these cultural battles without the Church of Jesus Christ. We can't disciple our cities without Christians who are the boots on the ground, on the sidewalks, in the streets, in the colleges, and the high schools. We can't do it without them. And you control the access to these very people. Please invite me to come and speak at your church. I'll share from the Word of God the truth about child killing and what we can do to end it. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work. Glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn. And I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
All right, you're listening to your radio activist here on The Mark Harrington Show. Your voice of resistance in loyal opposition to tyranny and baby killing. Your one-stop shop for activism on the pro-life issue. And we're celebrating that two abortion providers here in Columbus, that is Milroy and Mervyn Samuel, the father-son team, have ceased from performing abortions. Now, that's good news. That's two less killers out there, but that doesn't mean the killings ended. It means people can still get the abortions provided for them at Planned Parenthood and Founders Abortion Center off of Broad Street. But what I want to do here is I want to just for a second appeal to you, pastors mainly, and leaders, church leaders, and Christians as a whole, and beg you to do something to stop the killing, to abate the shedding of blood in our cities, to abate the judgment of God on a nation. See, a nation that sheds blood has no future. A nation that sheds blood is under God's judgment. And it's no coincidence, folks, that 41 years after Roe v. Wade's been handed down, that we're unraveling as a nation. Think about it. This is a cause and effect. God warned us. Shed blood, this is what happens. Here's another thing. You shed blood, and your hands are covered with it, and you're not doing anything to stop it? God says he doesn't listen to you. Isaiah chapter 15, God's talking about the shedding of blood, and he says this. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I hide my eyes from you. Even when you offer many prayers, I'm not listening. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. That's God speaking, not me. If you're not doing that, if you're not taking up the cause of the fatherless or pleading the case of the widow or defending the oppressed, then God says he's not listening to you. That's harsh. That's not me saying that. That's God saying that. And I will submit to you that a lot of these churches out there, and if you're not doing anything in your church to abate the killing of preborn babies and to stop the shedding of innocent blood during your worship, God's not listening. When you pray, he isn't hearing you. I know that sounds harsh, but it's truth. All those prayers you're offering up, unless you're doing something to defend the oppressed and take up the cause of the fatherless and plead the widow, I'm just saying, he isn't listening. You want him to listen? Then help people like myself. Come out on the street, be part of our high school and college outreach, be part of our Killers Among Us project. We do everything in a way that honors Jesus Christ. We're professional. We love God and we love our neighbors. And I've been doing this long enough. I think I've proven myself to most people in this city that we are for real and that we can be trusted with your young people. So help us out. Come to go to createdequal.net and you can check us out and let us know what you can do to help. Now, what I'd like to do is shift gears real quick. We are launching one of our biggest projects ever here soon on college campuses and cities across America. Coming up in the next several weeks, we are going to be taking the technology that is now available to us, video technology on huge HD LED TV screens, and we're going into the college campuses, and we're going into the downtowns. We're going to be at Independence Hall, Independence Mall, the Alamo. We're going to Columbus downtown at the State House. We're going to be at Columbus State Community College. We're going to take this screen to the Ohio State University. And what it does is play video of prenatal development and live abortion. Now, folks, you might think, wow,
Now that is radical.
I say, what? Is it really? You know, it's sad that we have to do this, frankly. I mean, I would rather reach people another way. But unfortunately, we live in a culture that is so coarsened, that hearts are so hardened, that it takes this kind of message to cut through the apathy out there. You know, if this doesn't work, showing a live abortion on video, if that doesn't change people's mind, then folks, I think we're done. I mean, we can't change people's minds and hearts on that. We're in trouble. We're in trouble as a nation. So anyway, we're launching this Jumbotron project. We're going to be going to five venues in the month of October and November. And folks, we need your prayers and support. And you can pray for us, but also please consider sending us a special gift. And you can make the check out to the Created Equal. That's Created Equal, P.O. Box 360502. That's P.O. Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio, 43236. Or go to our website at createdequal.net, and you can fill out the electronic form to support us financially. Folks, we need your help. We are on the cutting edge, the front line of the pro-life issue, of the anti-abortion issue. We are really cutting up and grounding up new ground. Things that people have never even done before, we're doing it. And we're right on the cutting edge of technology using these video screens. So we need your support. Again, Created Equal, make the check to Created Equal, P.O. Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio, 43236. Now, before we have to end the program, I want to play a video clip. This was at Ohio State the other day. And this is an interaction that one of my colleagues, Seth Dreher, had with a professor, we believe, who was also an attorney. Now, she might be teaching law, but she came out and protested our presence on the Oval. And I want you to listen to this. And you tell me, have we passed over the Rubicon as a nation that we are now condoning infanticide? Listen here.
I'm not going to make a blanket decision that any woman that goes out and has quote-unquote casual sex and becomes pregnant uses
that it's wrong.
That it's wrong. I absolutely am not going to make that judgment call.
So would you make a judgment call like, I don't know, 8 months pregnancy? Would you say that's always wrong to have an abortion then?
It would depend on the circumstances.
What about,
I would want a doctor.
What about 2 minutes after birth? Is it always wrong to kill that child?
It would depend on the medical circumstances. I don't think anybody can answer this question.
What medical circumstance? No, sorry, 2 minutes after birth. So we're post-birth, the baby's there.
But what if, I don't know what kind of a medical emergency could arise within 2 minutes. I'm not a doctor. I wouldn't even continue.
Well, what medical emergency could make you need to take a born baby outside the womb 2 minutes and kill that child? What medical emergency would cause that?
You're asking me to make a medical opinion. I'm not a doctor. If there was a medical necessity involved,
you cut the cord, take the baby away, you would never need to kill that child after birth.
No, are you a doctor? You're asking me whether I blanketly believe it's wrong
to kill newborn babies.
Kill a newborn baby after that baby's been taken from the mother's womb. And I'm saying to you, I have no idea what medical necessities.
Okay, you know, that's enough, isn't it? I mean, unbelievable, isn't it? But here's the thing. As an abortion advocate, she's being consistent. And we are seeing this more and more. Abortion choice advocates are now openly accepting and condoning infanticide, killing born children. And frankly, if you believe that it's okay to kill a preborn child in the womb, then you have to also believe, if you're going to be consistent, that it's okay to kill born children as well. Because otherwise, the only difference is age. That's it. The ones in the womb are younger. The ones outside the womb are older. And frankly, there is no real difference between the two. And we're seeing this more and more on college campuses. Folks, stand with us. Stand with us, you churches, you pastors, you Christians. We need your support. I want to come to your church and share and train your young people, pro-life apologetics, so they can make a difference in the city, at the abortion centers, at the high schools and colleges and other venues. We need to abate the shedding of innocent blood and God's wrath on America. Time is running out for our nation. I beg of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you need to stand against the evil that's plaguing our nation. Go to createdequal.net. Let us know. You've been listening to the Voice of Resistance, the Mark Harrington Show. We'll be back next Saturday at 2:30 over the air, and you can pick us up on iTunes. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.